This next story is also from the sports desk, you could say, but it's also about marketing. Say you live in a picturesque Swiss resort village, but it's a boring little town, and you've got to make it not boring. So this actually happened. The village is called Ermatinger. It's in northern Switzerland. And a local businessman came up with an exciting plan to draw more visitors, host the World Championship of Stone Skimming. Karen Cafferty, one of the organizers of the annual World Stone Skimming Championships in Scotland, is with us. So what was your reaction when you heard about something as odd and random as a stone skimming championship being picked up by a Swiss village?
Well, to be honest, we don't see it being that odd, actually. Easedale kind of started up as the first one, and that's why we grabbed the World Stone Skimming Championship as its name. But it was all set up, to be honest, as a bit of a laugh. It was one night, everybody sitting in the pub, trying to think up a fundraiser to keep funds coming in to help our island develop. And so the World Stone Skimming Championships was born. But there's quite a few events that have actually set up since then. There's one in Wales, one in Holland. So it's great that it's spreading. And when we heard that one wanted to start in Switzerland, we were a little bit daunted that they wanted to use the same name. But they've been great, the organisers over there. And they've realised that obviously we hold that name. And they've now decided to sort of alter the name a bit, make it a sort of qualifying round for the World Championships.
How are you solving this then? Are you going to advise them on how to do a championship, do it right, and also still do yours in Scotland?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, ours is an annual event. But yeah, we've been back and forth emailing with the organisers in Switzerland. You know, we're just trying to advise them, give them some, you know, sort of pointers on how to set up the rules that we use.
So Karen, tell me about where in Scotland your stone skimming championship takes place. You've been talking about this island. Where are you?
Well, we call Easedale the centre of the universe, actually, because it doesn't seem to matter where you go in the world. Someone has either heard of Easedale or they've been to the World Stone Skimming Championships. It's really spread all over the place. I think we had like 16 countries represented last year. For the size of island, it's amazing. But we're basically on the west coast, just 16 miles south of the main town is Oban. And then you just come down a tiny little single track road and you eventually fall off into the water and come across the Easedale. So we're only accessed by a little ferry that takes 10 people at a time. And that just runs back and forward. We put two ferries on for the day of stone skimming. You know, we base it on a good family event. You can take part from, we had a baby last year for the first time, skim its first stone, and right up to, you know, we have the what's called the old tosser event. And if you're over a certain age, you can take part in that and win the walking.
You said the old tosser event?
Yeah, the old tosser, yeah.
And I assume you've got a limitless supply of flat stones.
We do have a fair amount of flat stones, yes. The island is mainly famous for its quarried slate tiles that were exported all over the world. What's been left from that has been washed about with the sea and has formed the perfect skimming stones. The island is pretty much covered in them.
And what is the world record for a number of skips there on Easedale Island?
We actually count it on distance. I think in America it is classed as stone skipping, whereas we call it stone skimming. So it's done on distance, and if you hit the back wall of the quarry that it takes place in, then it's between 60 and 65 metres. So if you hit the back wall, you stand a fairly good chance of winning the event. It has to bounce at least three times, and then, you know, it's distance from there on.
From standing stones to sinking stones and Scottish stones and Swiss stones, Karen Cafferty, thanks so much.
That's great. Thank you very much. Cheers now.